Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Okay, I heard you. I absolutely heard you out there in the listening audience. You said, bring on somebody that is investing in single family. Oh, and let's make it even more challenging. Bring on somebody who's not in Texas who's investing in single family. Oh, and let's sweeten the pot. Make sure that whoever you pick, they're actually doing great things. Okay, so you know what? I've got a guest like that today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to raise the bar even more. So for those of you out there following conventional wisdom, which, you know, to be honest with you, is go to school, get good grades, get a good job, and with that job, you get into the workforce and you start making more money than you've probably ever made in your life, and you might get some kind of benefits, you know, along with that. And part of those benefits might be, retirement plan. Maybe they contribute to a 401k, things like that. Well, my guest today, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and here's where I'm going to raise the bar, and here's where some of you are going to like want to scream at the radio. This is what he has done so far, is as far as changing his dynamic, changing it away from what society told him he needed to do to be successful to retire. He did the following things. Are you ready? Now, some of you, you really need to sit down, because this is going to be a gut punch for you. So he says, I used to contribute 15% of my income to the 401k. Yeah. And I know a lot of you out there, that's exactly what you're doing. You were told put 15% of your money away into that retirement account because that's the secret to success. Well, notice what I said about my guest. I said he used to contribute 15%. Now, get this. I'm going to sweeten it for you. He cashed in his IRA. That's right. He just basically said, give me the money back. Paid whatever taxes, whatever penalties were associated with that. He didn't care. He cashed in his mutual funds. That's right. He got out of the stock market. And he even went one step farther. Yeah, and some of you are going to say, oh my gosh, he's jeopardizing his children's future. That's right. He got rid of those 529 accounts. Yeah, those educational accounts that are out there. Oh, hold on. I got more. He took a $50,000 loan out from his 401k. Yeah, he just basically said, give me the money. I want it. I'll pay it back in accordance with the terms, whatever. And he went one step further. He just basically cut off his contributions to his 401k. Now, you think he was done? No, not even close. He went out and procured a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit, on his primary residence. And he took all of this money that was basically useless to him. It's money that was just sitting out there trying to accumulate, and it wasn't paying him a dime. And he took that money, put it all together, and he got busy investing in single family homes. At the time he sent me the information that I received from him, he was at 12 single family properties. Now, I know for a fact he's actually working on acquiring two more, and he's close to closing on those. So what I want to do is I want to bring Michael onto the show, and I want him to share with us the craziness of what he is doing. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Al.
Hey, man, I've got a really good psychiatrist you could talk to. Would you like his number?
A lot of people would think that I need one after listening to what you just rattled off.
I know. I mean, listening to it yourself, doesn't it sound crazy?
Oh, yeah, especially because, you know, if I would have heard that 5 years ago, I would be saying, this guy's out of his mind.
Well, what was going on in your mind 5 years ago?
I just was on the traditional path of, I've got to get as much money jammed into this 401k. I've got to open up a separate IRA. I've got to save money in a 529 for my children's education. And this is the way to do it because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, it's so essentially, and not to pick on your financial planner, but here I go. You were following the advice of so-called experts in the industry that were sharing with you their wisdom as to how to retire, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so what was wrong with that whole scenario for you?
Well, as Lifestyles, Dell always points out, I was paying into all those things, and I wasn't receiving any money myself in the mail, like I do with my rent houses.
How much are you bringing in on those rent houses?
As of today, it is $5,054
a month. $5,054
a month.
And that's passive income. That's after you pay all the associated expenses. That's the money left over that comes to you on a monthly basis?
Yes, that is after all expenses paid, including property management.
So, in essence, you're making an extra $60,000 a year.
Yep, exactly.
What does that do for your lifestyle?
Well, it's at this point in my life, it's just basically a big security blanket underneath myself and my wife and kids. Because as I was telling you, I'm a salesman, and I have always been concerned about. Anybody who works in the sales field, for that matter, will tell you that you just never know what's going to happen if they decide to chop your commission or dice up your territory or just flat out get rid of you. That was a concern of mine because I've been in sales basically my entire career for the past 10 years now. So it's just always something that was in the back of my mind, and I just didn't want to have to worry about that anymore because I can't think of a worse feeling than your income stops and you can't pay the bills, and keep the roof over your family's head.
Yeah, that is a scary scenario. And to be honest with you, it's a scenario that just about everybody in America has either experienced or will experience in the near future. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into Michael's story and find out how he acquired all of these houses.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I have Michael. Michael lives in the great state of Ohio, and he is a real estate investor. But at one point in his life, he was doing the exact same thing that the majority of you are doing. He was trying to put money away for retirement. He was following the sage advice of his financial planner. He's putting 15% into the 401k. He was putting money into an IRA, whatever the maximum contributions, putting money into mutual funds, putting money into the 529 accounts because he wanted to make sure that his kids were being taken care of when it came to their time to attend a college. But along the way, Michael stepped back and he realized that all of these so-called investments he was making weren't providing any type of income stream for him in the current environment. It was all outflow with nothing coming back. So, Michael, let me ask you the question. At what point did you decide real estate was a path that you wanted to investigate and ultimately invest in?
It was just after I had gone through a series of life events. My father ended up getting cancer at what I thought was too young of an age, and he fought it for a couple of years and ended up passing at the age of 65. So I started looking into different avenues of how to go about managing money or investing your money. So I started reading a bunch of different self-help books, met with my financial planner. I printed out the income statement, balance sheet, cash flow statement. I handed them over to him and said, hey, can you help me? How do I pick stocks if I want to do this myself? And he looked at me and said, well, you should basically just leave this to the experts. So at that point, I knew that I needed to take matters into my own hands. I still wasn't really sure how I was going to do that. And then just by stumbling through, of course, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, then into some more real estate books, I was hooked and bought my first one in December of 2017.
And what did you buy?
I bought a single-family home from another, basically a friend of mine, slash mentor of mine, that started moving into bigger apartments. And so I bought one that one of his single families that he was getting rid of.
And how did that investment work out for you?
It worked out really well. I still have it to this day. It's been cash flowing from day one.
So all of a sudden you have an asset in your possession that's providing you an income stream. How did that feel?
Like I hit the lottery the first month. I remember watching the money get deposited into my account, and I just never had that happen where I didn't even do anything and the money just showed up. It was addicting.
Is it like that feeling like, man, I can't spend that because what if the IRS like knows that I have money in my account?
Yeah, you're programmed, like we were saying, that you go to school, you get a job, get a mortgage and all that, and the only way that you generate income is to go trade your time for money, and then money just shows up in your account from a business that you created. It's a really good feeling.
So you put that first one into your asset base. How long did it take you to get to your second property?
It was funny. Like I said, I knew this guy, so it was a very seamless transition, especially for a first rental property. It can be very overwhelming if you don't know what you're doing or don't have somebody basically holding your hand through the whole thing. So I had that one, and then it took almost 6 months before I was able to get the next one that was on the MLS that I kept losing out, and then I finally ended up getting one, and it was after that I kind of got my confidence in myself to continue to do it, and then they didn't come in rapid succession, but I've slowly been building it since then to, like I said, where I have 12 of them now.
So how did membership in Lifestyles Unlimited come into the fold?
That same friend of mine just had attended the 2 day before, and it said that the information was solid information that pertains to basically investing wherever you're at in the country, that I should go check it out. So got in touch with Keith and went up to the 2 day up in Detroit. That was the closest one they had to where I live outside of Cleveland.
Yeah, that was back in the days where we actually were doing things live and in person. We would take the courses to, places closer to you so that you can get access to it. What was the experience like sitting through that 2 day?
It was good. I really enjoyed going there, meeting the people, and I think that was more of it for me. Was I had a very, 30,000 foot view, cursory understanding of real estate investing. So I knew a lot of the things that were being discussed, but being able to go there and actually meet the people that were doing them and seeing people, my age in their 30s that own apartment complexes was was like my light bulb moment, was seeing that the people could be like me and, just that the members and everybody is just so willing to help you along the way.
Did you meet a lot of new contacts?
Yeah, met a lot of contacts there, and then I went to the expo this year and met a lot of really nice people there, too, from all over the country.
That's an amazing event. For the listeners in the audience that aren't aware of what expo is, it's just the ginormous event that Lifestyles Unlimited puts on annually. It's specifically for our members to come to one centralized location and get the opportunity to go through a ton of educational classes, the opportunity to do some outstanding networking. And really, I mean, this year was like 3 days of just in your face real estate. And I'll tell you what, I think we had something like 5,000 people in attendance, and I don't know how Dell figured out, you know, to move it forward in time, because normally we do it in April, and you know, all of a sudden, for whatever reason, it was in February, and then boom, COVID happened. So I'm glad we dodged that bullet.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to go, because who knows? I hope you guys are going to be able to do one next year, because it's a great experience. But who knows what we'll be looking like come spring.
Yeah, I think they've got it on the docket. I sound like an attorney. I'm not an attorney. I don't even play one on the radio. I think it's scheduled for the very end of April, beginning of March, whatever that weekend is in there. March, May. God, shows you where my brain is at. Oh my. Live radio, you can't beat it, right?
So
exactly. So at the expo, you had an opportunity to really just connect with a lot of like-minded people, a lot of people that you never had the opportunity to meet before. And when we come back from the break, what I want to do is I want to get into that experience a little bit. I want to see how it impacted you and your real estate investing. And we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you missed the first half of the show, you really need to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And when you get there, go to the radio tab. All of our shows are archived there for your listening enjoyment. And the reason I want you to go back and listen to the first part of this show, especially if you're contemplating investing in single family, is because my guest today, Michael, has done some very provocative things when he decided in his life to step away from conventional wisdom, which means, you know, stuffing money into 401ks, IRAs, things like that, and then using that money instead to invest in single family properties. And he has amassed a portfolio of 12 single family properties. And I know, based on the little bird in my ear that told me so, he's actually getting ready to close on two more, which is going to build his portfolio even more. But before we get into that, Michael, what I want to do is I kind of want to go back to the expo that we were talking about in the last segment, the big event that we at Lifestyles Unlimited throw for all of our members. What was your reaction to showing up at the expo event?
First of all, I can't believe how many people come to that from all different. I mean, I literally met people from the Midwest, from the South, all the way, you know, to Hawaii. I mean, just met really good people, and everybody is on a different path. I mean, there's some people there that are, you know, apartment kings that have, you know, thousands of units. There's some people there that just have single family like me. And then there's some people there that they don't even have any experience at all. This is their first, you know, interaction with it. So it was just really neat to see all those different people. And yeah, I consider myself a people person, so I enjoyed it. Although it was very overwhelming at first, because there's so much to do. There's classes to go see. I went on the master's tour, went to go see the apartment complexes. So next year, if it happens and everything is okay, I'll have a better idea of what to do and kind of like a plan of action to do it.
What kind of classes did you decide to attend? Because, I mean, and the reason I ask that question is that there are, I don't know, there's way more classes than any of us can attend, given the time available. So where did you focus your attention? What did you want to work on?
I went to, I did the master's tour. That was on Saturday. So I didn't really do any, because I was gone all day on that, on the bus tour. But the next day I went to the 1031 exchange, you know, for basically turning my single families into multifamily one day. And then I went to, one of the bigger ones that David Fisher did, where he just kind of went over like a general investing thing, where, you know, he put up his portfolio on the screen and showed one of the single family houses that he had just purchased. Those were the ones that I went to.
Yeah, that I know which one you're talking about. That's where David talks about the natural progression of the real estate investor, and he uses his own story as the catalyst to tell the story. I mean, it's his story, so might as well. You know, and what I find very interesting about David's story, because I he's a personal friend of mine, I've gotten to know him over time, is that, you know, here's a cat that was doing the Dave Ramsey mindset. You know, he had owned some stereo stores. He sold those businesses. His wife wound up with a career as a nurse in the Air Force. They wind up in San Antonio. He uses the money from the business to buy a house. Of course, he doesn't put a loan on it. He pays all cash for it. And he's basically sitting home as a stay-at-home dad raising the kids. And then he discovers Lifestyles Unlimited, I want to say way back in like 2008, and realizes that all that trapped equity in his house isn't doing anything for him. Takes out, I think he started with like $70,000, and he starts doing, well, what you've done, you know, buying properties. And over a period of 12 years, he has amassed a wealth of, as he told me the other day when I was talking to him, he's up to $8.8 million in net worth, you know, starting with 70 grand, you know. And I mean, that's
incredible.
I know, it's so powerful to sit through somebody's life story presentation like that. It can only, no matter where you are in your path, it can only tell you that, you know what, I'm going to beat him. I'm going to do better.
Especially when you meet him there and just see the personality and the type of guy he is. I mean, he's just a regular guy. I mean, he's amassed that much. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a wicked sense of humor. He's you know, he's a self-proclaimed nerd. He's about my age. I think he's like a year or two younger than I am, which means he's old. And, you know, he likes Dungeons and Dragons. He likes computer games, you know, and he likes buying and investing in real estate, you know. And here's a guy that can teach guys like you and I how to do it. I mean, how powerful is that?
Yeah, what is the other one? I went to they actually asked me to do a presentation at the one, but I really wanted to go do that 1031 exchange. But I saw one of the guys from when I went to the 2-day up in Detroit, Joe Flores. I can't remember how you pronounce
it. Yeah, Joe Flores.
Yeah, I saw him there, and there was another class. It was the door over where they were having people talk about their single families, and he asked if I would go over there if I wanted to, and I said, hey, I appreciate it, but I'm glad I went to that 1031 meeting, because I learned a lot of stuff when I was there. And then I did the other one with Curtis, did it with, I can't remember the other lead's name, but they were talking about one of their apartment complexes that they had just done. That one was interesting too.
Yeah, it's amazing that no matter what modality you want to pursue, there's education for you available right there in your face, and the ability to just network with so many people.
Yeah, that was the group of people that I was, you know, basically running around with that I had just met from when I went on the bus tour. They were passives, and they were investing in his deal, so that's why they wanted to go in there, and I just went in there with them, which I was glad I was, because it was an interesting story.
Yeah, nothing but, you know, making the knowledge base that much greater.
Mm-hmm.
Let me switch gears on you. Tell me how investing in real estate has changed your life.
It's just basically like I was telling you before. It's at this point, I don't want to necessarily quit my job. As I said, I hope it's here for a while. Any salesperson will tell you, with technology, you just never know what's going to happen. So now I'm okay if that does happen. And it's just more of a, like I said, a security thing. A peace of mind, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. It's just really peace of mind, because I used to always worry about before. Hey, and people would say, well, you're being doom and gloom. Well, why would you think about that? Well, when you got a wife and two kids and you're providing for them, well, how can you not think about if something were to ever happen? So now I'm covered in case that ever happens.
it's a certain level of comfort knowing that you're back in control of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
With all of your investing so far, have you been able to replace your current income?
Very, very close. I was bummed out because Dell's story of how he started and the age he started was just very similar to mine. I was 32 when I bought my first one in December of 2017. I turned 35 this Saturday, so I wanted to be able to say that I did it in basically a similar time frame that Dell did, 2.5-3 years after starting. So after these two houses closed, which they got hung up because of, what do you know, city inspections, where something was wrong and it ended up delaying. I was supposed to close last week, but once we close on those later in this week, I will be at my goal, which was...
We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, Michael, we were getting ready to go to break, and you were making a very, very important point about where you're at with your passive streams of income in regards to them meeting or exceeding your wages. How close are you?
If everything goes through and the ink dries later this week, I will be there by the end of the week when I close on these two houses. As of today, I was at $5,054, and I need $5,537 to be officially retired.
Man, that is awesome. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, here's a guy that bought his first property in the later stages of 2017. So let's round up and let's just say 2018, so we can make the math work for my pea brain. And in a matter of less than 3 years, you have been able to successfully invest in residential income producing properties that have returned the equivalent or more of what you make when you go to work.
It just doesn't even seem possible.
I know. I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier in the show, you know, 5 years ago, I was doing something different. And now look what you have done in the span of less than 3 years. I mean, what does the future look like for you? I mean, what's the game plan moving forward?
You know, the game plan is obviously just to continue to grow that number every month, but it's as the tagline goes, it's not always just about the money, it's about the lifestyle as well. So I don't know how I want to end up in buying multifamily, because that's just the natural progression of an investor. If you want to become wealthy, that's where you'll go. So I know one day I want to go there, but at the same time, I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old that I really like spending time with. So I guess whenever I'm ready, I can. In the meantime, if I just want to continue to do what I've been doing and buying these single families when they come up and they make sense, I'll keep doing that.
Now, where are your properties located?
Right outside of Cleveland, Ohio, up here where I live.
And why did you choose that marketplace?
A friend of mine that sold me the first one. That's where he doesn't even live here. He lives in out of state. But I just ended up basically following the path of, you know, where he was purchasing them, where the numbers, they cash flow, you know, really well in that area. So I just stick with it while it's working.
So, well, yeah, it's kind of the scenario, why reinvent the wheel? Just go with what is producing, right?
Well, and I can't remember if I told you, but I have a property manager that I was introduced to through him. So I've just been using that same property manager. So it's a good team that I have in that area. So I'm just going to keep going with it.
So you're getting all these great returns and you're paying a property manager?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, this is really, for you, a very passive approach to investing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some phone calls here and there of, hey, what do you want to do about this? Or, you know, this issue came up, what do you want to do? But other than that, not really.
So how many hours a week do you spend managing these properties?
I mean, not even an hour. Maybe. It just depends how much I want to... Yeah, maybe. It depends how much I want to go in there and, you know, toy around with numbers or this or that, but it's really just get my monthly statements when they come in and putting those into my software system, and that's pretty much it.
So what do you look for in a property when you're looking to acquire something?
My threshold that I've just basically gone on is, can I, my cash flow be after paying my property management 10% fee, if I can make minimum $300 a door, is kind of what I've gone on. There's a bunch of other things, but that's my main objective, is to do it. Because I guess I'm at the stage in my life where I'm in my early 30s, and as I've heard Curtis and Dell say the one time, it's, you know, the income statement side of your life or the balance sheet side of your life, and I'm definitely at the income statement side where I'm just trying to build up that cash flow as high as I can when I get older. And when I move into the multifamily, that's, I guess, where more of the balance sheet side is going to come in. So for right now, just continue to buy cash flowing properties.
Now, do you look for properties that are already ready to go, or do you prefer properties where you can go in and do the renovations yourself?
I really like the renovation ones, just because you know what you're going to get. You know, as the lifestyle says, you know, best product, best price. You know, go in there, make everything functional. You need to replace anything that's going to break within 5 years, you know, replace it. That way you don't have any issues. I have bought some that have been pretty much turnkey where they're already rehabbed, but I know the people that owned them before, because it, like I said, they were other investors that I met. So I know what kind of rehab they would put into them. I know what to expect with the property, not just buying it from somebody I don't know.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Do you have a number or a percentage you apply to a property when it comes to how much equity you're trying to capture by buying a distressed property and then doing the rehab on it?
No, because believe it or not, these properties that I'm buying are not, they're way below what the Texas properties are going for. So the equity capture side isn't great. It's not like I'm getting those giant gains where, you know, some people at the case studies say, you know, they're capturing 20, 30, 40,000. I don't have any of those, but like I said, the out-of-pocket cost isn't very high, and the cash-on-cash returns are between 20 and 40%. So I'm just really focusing on that right now.
Now, do you use hard money to acquire these properties, or do you use your cash?
Cash or the equity line on the house I've used before, or like I said, now that I was able to take money out of the 401k, use that as well.
And what do you look for in a particular property? I mean, is it the neighborhood? Is it the three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage? What is it about the asset that is really key to your decision-making process?
In this particular neighborhood, it's funny. There's 12 houses, and it was soon to be 14. They're literally on like three or four streets. So I know those areas really well. They're all the same footprint. They're all two-bedroom, one-bath houses. Some of them have a garage, some of them don't. But that area, there's a very high demand for those two bedrooms. And, I mean, the last one, we just rented one last week. I put it up. I use Facebook Marketplace. I really like that. And we had it rented in like 2 or 3 days.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of demand for those properties in that area. And since they, you know, there's bigger three or four bedroom ones there, which I wouldn't be opposed to buying one, but I just really like these two bedrooms because, like I said, I know they're all the same, so I know the rehabs. I know when something breaks, if it does, what it's going to be. I know the, what kind of demand I'm going to have as far as the rental, you know, rates to expect. So it's just basically going with what I know.
Well, it seems to be working, so you probably ought not to mess with the model.
Yeah, not right now. I'm just going to continue the path.
So tell me, what is your legacy plan for your family? I mean, how does real estate fit into all of that, by the way?
Well, considering that everything else is pretty much going to be liquidated and there won't be much in the stock market, it's all going to be, you know, passed in with real estate. Hopefully those tax laws don't change that are coming up here in a couple of weeks. I hope that we can, as real estate investors, can continue to enjoy the incentives or benefits from that. But and then eventually being able to teach my my children this, I guess, belief system, this way of looking at life / finances at an earlier age than even I found it out. Because as we all say, if I only would have started doing this 10 years sooner, I'd be in a lot better shape.
Yeah, you know, I hear that from just about every real estate investor that I've ever talked to. That's a common theme. Man, if I'd only known what I know now, back then, if I'd only gotten started earlier, imagine where I would be now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, it would be. I mean, we all have that scenario. So we've got about 30 seconds left. What would you say to somebody that's sitting on the fence? They're not sure about this real estate investing thing. They're definitely not sure about, you know, tapping into all those retirement things that you tapped into in order to get your real estate business up and running. What would you say to them?
I mean, the education at that two-day event is worth its weight in gold. If you're even thinking about investing any dollar, whether it be in the stock market on a gamble or in real estate on a single-family house, you know, the minimal charge that would be to take that education would save you thousands of dollars in mistakes in the long run.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Michael. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I really appreciate your time. And folks, you can make a difference in your life. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show's schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.